Hey, today's daf is daf chav tes. Let's begin. Taman Tanina. We learned there in the Mishnah. So what is Chalat Am Aretz? Well, this sugya we have seen back in the Mai, and this is what the Mishnah is referring to. Chalat Am Aretz v'amaduma v'lakuch bekesav maser v'shayirei manachol p'tur min ha-damai. So if you recall, what is the Mai? That's produce purchased from an Am Aretz. We can be pretty certain Rabbi Yochanan Kanogo went around and found out that's tevet truma gadol, but everything else is separated misafir. That's the topic of the Mai. But however, in certain contexts, we can be certain enough to separate anything. Meaning we can be certain that they would treat what they'll make sure they use something that's matukam. So when it comes to chalat amaret, so chalat refers to after you've made a significant amount of dough, the small portion is taken out and given to the kohen. That's treated like truma. Meduma is a mixture of truma and chulin when there's not enough chulin to batel it. Halakuach bekesef maisef uses maisef sheni money. So he's had maisef sheni in outside Yerushalayim. Transferred it to money, went to Yerushalayim and purchased something with it. And so, sorry, you've purchased something with the Maaser Sheni money from him, I should say. The Sharei Manachol, the leftovers of the Mincha offerings, are all Pturim min ha-demai. You don't have to worry about demai. However, Tani v'kulam shekara l'Hashem Trumat Maaser or the Maaser Sheni, if however someone still was Choshesh and was Kor Hashem, if you remember what comes to demai, while you can keep the Maaser Rishon or the Maaser Ani, the Matzim Chavor, with demai, we still have to be concerned with the Trumat Maaser and Maaser Sheni. So if you still treat it like the Mai and separate the Maaser and Maaser Sheni, and the Maaser, the Trumat Maaser, I should say, and Maaser Sheni Shalayim, Masha Asa Asui. Okay? So again, if this Kohen receives the Chalat Am Ha'aretz and he separates Maaser Sheni, is Maaser Sheni have to take to Yerushalayim yet at that? Okay? That's what we're saying. So Rav Elazar says, that is Chutz Mishayere Menachot. What's Chutz Mishayere Menachot? Chutz Mishayere Menachot means that all these things that you have to worry about, except for Shara Manachot, meaning that's something that is completely pater. So just show you here, 1 second. He says, "Had a tenim kulam lav daf." It's not all in Shara Manachot. It's mamon gavoa. And even if you afilu kura shem lav klumhu, even if you had shayere manachot, since it's kodshim, even if you said, "Okay, I'm choshet. This came from an aretz. Now I'm gonna separate trumat meiser." It wouldn't work because it's already considered mamon gavoa. Okay. Now, what the Gemara says is Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar Hashar b'machloket, but everything else is b'machloket. Meaning, when it comes to Maaser Sheni, it is b'machloket. Now, why is that? What machloket are you talking about? I'll get to that in a moment. So, Rabbi Yossi Baya, hayda ha-machloket. What's okay? Like, what would be machloket? Meaning, man and kaimin, inka Rabbi Meir, ha Maaser Sheni, who also, ha Maaser, who Maaser Sheni, sorry. Who Maaser Sheni, who Shari Manachot? It wouldn't make a difference between the two. Lo asa klum. Why? Because this relates to our Mishnah. Because if you remember, Rabbi Meir said, if you're trying to do Kiddushin, so someone tries to Mekadosh Isha with Maaser Sheni, we said, well, according to Rabbi Meir, that's Mamon Gavoa, it's not your personal property, you can't Mekadosh Isha. This is how we're folding it in. And Rabbi Yehuda, it says, it's Mamon Hedyot, it's your money, you can Mekadosh Isha. So it seems to be Maaser Sheni and Kodshim, the assumption Rabbi Yossi, very important to understand, is they go hand in hand. In other words, if you were looking at this machlok at Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, well, according to Rabbi Meir, who Maaser Sheni Ushar Manachot lo asa klum? You try Mekadosh with an Isha with a Shari Manachot or with Maaser Sheni, both considered Mamon Gavoa, or you try to say Mafrish, as you said, the Mamon Gavoa. It's Lav Klum, you can't kara Hashem. And in Rabbi Yehuda, Masha Asa Asui. You shouldn't make a difference between Kodshim and Maaser Sheni. Now, the very important assumption here is just as there's a machloket by Maaser Sheni, there's also by machloket, if you like, by Kodshim, whether it's in the like the chalukah shari manachot, mean the parts given to the kohen, whether that's considered like still mamon gavoa or let's call mishol chakavoa kazachu, or it's considered their own personal property. Okay, so Amar Rav Mana azil kisra went to kisra va'amad v'shamid rechizkia yativ umatni was teaching. Okay, if someone strikes to Mekadesh an Isha with their Chelek, sorry, there's a misplaced. Sorry, Mekadesh doesn't work. Rebbe Lazar says that's Divrei HaKol, meaning even Rabbi Yehuda would agree in that situation because it's what's called your Zacha Mishon Gavua, it's not considered your personal property. Meaning even though he says Maaser Sheni is your own personal property, when it comes to something you get as a like removed from a korban, chalukah from a korban, a kohen who receives that, it's not considered like his own personal property. It's as if he's like mishulchan kavoah zachal, he's like sharing on the divine table. I don't know what the best way to translate it. We'll just use that term. Okay. However, Rabbi Yochanan says it's still a machloket. So the Amrit la minan shama la hadamilta. Where do you hear this? Amar le, meaning you heard it from Rabbi Yirmia. Okay. So the Gemara says the Amrit. I said Yehud. That makes a lot of sense. Why? That he heard it from Rabbi. Because Rabbi Yirmia heard it from Rabbi Lazar. Because Rabbi Lazar says divrei akol hu. Divrei akol. Sorry, divrei akol hu da ma machloket. So just to make this clear, if you remember in the flow from the very beginning, when Rabbi Yirmiya says Hashar Machloket, when it came to the previous case of Chalat Ama Aretz Maduma, if you cry Hashem, whether it works or not, it was Rabbi Yirmiya says, well, Hashar Machloket, meaning only Master Shein is a Machloket, not Kodjim. Rabbi Yossi was under the, said, what are you talking about? Meaning, it's like they should be go hand in hand. Whoever holds its mamon gavoy is mamon gavoy kodshim, the same as Master Sheni. And if he doesn't. That, in other words, the machlok Reb Meir and Reb Yossi goes across down the board. Now, what the Gemara is saying is, well, Shita Reb Yirmiya makes a lot of sense. Why? Because he heard from Balaza that we just learnt now that the Reisha, if you try Mekadesh, B'Shari Menachot, is Divrei Akol. Meaning everyone agrees, both Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda agree that this is Mamon Gavoy Kamekadosh from the Chalukah. Okay, so in other words, so that's what we're trying to say. Rabbi Yirmiya said that, meaning it's Hashar b'machloket, because he heard that a coin from Rabbi Lazar that there's no machloket by Kochim. Everyone holds it's Michut Shulchan Gavoy Zachar. However, so let's go again. Rabbi Lazar divira kol hudama machloket. Rabbi Yosef de losh me'ale. Rabbi Yossi, who didn't hear this, Tzricha, who that's why he asked the question, do Amar Haida Machloka? How can it possibly be? That's why he had a kasha on Rabbi Yirmiya. In other words, which case of all those cases we saw up above, of the Maduma, Lakoch, Bekesa, Masa, Shein, Ishar, Manachot, is the Machloket? Meaning, implying that everyone agrees on the other. In other words, because once again, the Loshmiya Tzricha, who da Amar, because Tzricha, Huda Amar Haida Ma Machloket, Ink Rabbi Meir Hu Maiser Hu Hishare Mechad Lasa Klom, Ink Rabbi Yehuda Masha Asa Asui. Okay, so just very simply, I know this is felt a bit of a, maybe it took us a long point to get to this point, but it seems to be that there's a really a debate to try and understand, and this kind of relates, I think we discussed this last time, like we said in the very, like which was what we began the Gemara with, if you remember, on the Mishnah, is trying to understand the Reisha. Even though it's a machloket, a makadashi b'maaseh shein, it's a machloket whether it's mamon hem, mamon gavoah, there's actually a discussion or debate whether a makadash b'chelko and a makadash divrei akol or not. And that we saw last time, machloket Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan, we just raised now. Now, according to Rabbi Lazar, who says that's divrei akol, you can understand, therefore, when it comes to this discussion about if you're mafrish from demai that was meduma lakuach v'sharei manachot, whether that is divrei akol for sharei manachot and the rest is a machloket, or the machloket should go down the board. Rabbi Yirmiya that understands like Rabbi Lazar, that our Mishnah's raised a divrei akol means bechus mishraim anachot. Why? Because it's only machlok, it'll be by Master Sheni. And Rabbi Yossi, who didn't hear that, lo shmiale, either he didn't hear it or lo sfirale, the discussion usually when you hear the term shmiale, that's why he says, I don't understand. There should be a machlok across the board. Okay. Now Gemara says, Kadamach Rabbi Meir, when Rabbi was passed away, Gazer Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda was Gazer, he says, Amar al yichnesu talmidav shel Rabbi Meir. Don't let the, he said, I don't want problems, don't let the students of Rabbi Meir to enter. Nonetheless, dachak sumchus va'al, sumchus came in. And what were they teaching? Amar hamekadosh b'kodshe kodshim, what's a din? Ulka b'kodshen, ein ha'mekudeshe. What did sumchus say? Amar le, just insert the words here, Visha nichneset lahi leezrat kohanim. If you think about it, what's happened? If you take any of the chelet the coins meant to have from the kodesh kodeshim and you take it outside the Azarites parcels, then it's worthless. So how's a man going to mekadesh bechelko the coin an isha if she can't go in there? She can't go into the ezrat kohanim. How's it going to work? So Amar Lei, no, mekadesh al didei shaliach. He's using a shaliach maybe. Okay. So presumably, She sends a shliach Kabbalah inside, mashu kaze. Okay, so the Gemara says, okay, but makidsha, what's he makadesh with? So Rebbe Elazar says, bugufo, with the basar itself. Rabbi Yochanan says, b'tovat hanayah shabo. Now, the interesting thing here is, what's it even, if you say that this is taken literally, because the Gemara is going to say that in a moment that's actually possibly saying the same thing, is that we have a problem is, because how can she come and consume it? How can she enter into that? So let me just show you here. It's b'makidsha. The first understanding is begufo. So this is a korban eder. He says the kodshi matzman afagadus shemilachala, even if she cannot eat it, because it can only be eaten inside and she can't go inside to eat it. Kimet she asah la hanaav v'daten lachokol, since he gave her this call, this kavod of having this chelik. Havalei kolmer harat mukdesh la manat she adbar lech l'shilton. That's no different. I think we're touching on this before, Dov. Still haven't seen yet, where he says you are mekudeshetli al manat, that I'm going to speak to you, to someone, speak about you or for you or represent you in front of someone very, very important. Okay? Now, that is, that she drives Hana from that, even though she's not physically receiving anything tangible, you can make Kaddish with that. So that's one way of understanding. So Mekudesh says, Afa Pishalona Tan Klum, maybe that's some sort of Hana. So that's what's saying this Bugufo. And the other opinion, Rabbi Yochanan says, is Betovat Hanaya Shelo. That's not enough. Just having a Chelek is not enough of a tangible Hana. It must be Hatovat Hanai, meaning Shoyucholo Mochra Lakon Babruta, that she effectively owns it, even though she can't access it, but she could sell it to somebody else. Another Kohen is in the base of Migdash, and that's effectively what the Hanai he's giving her. Okay. Or Neymar, or perhaps you can say, Velo Pligi Mandam Rabbalaza Begufo Becheska Tovat Shemba. Or it could be that really there's no machloket. Where Rabbalaza says Begufo the Basar, it doesn't really mean having it, it means the one thing in the Tovat Hanai, the fact that she can sell it. Okay, Rav Chizkia, Rav Bevai says b'shem or b'shem Rav Elazar, mekadshim b'pruta shel maser sheni. Okay, now what this means is when it says mekadshim, Rav Elazar is teaching us is even lechatchila you can go do so. In other words, whole debate whether it's maser sheni mekudesh or not mekudesh. If it was, you might think this is on machlok b'di'evet, but lechatchila you shouldn't use maser sheni. What he's trying to say now, Korban Eder explains, is he's teaching us that according to Rabbi Yehuda, says mekadesh be maser sheni, you can even do so lechatchila. Okay, now, let's go over the Mishnah again. The Mishnah was saying maser sheni ben b'shogig ben mezin lo kidesh. That's Divrei Meir, because Rabbi Meir says, if you remember, this is considered like Maman Kavua. And Rabbi Yehuda says it depends. Even if deliberately she was fully aware, then Kiddush, if it's Shogeg, lo Kiddush. That was by Maaser Sheni. Behektish, however, it says, Mezid, according to Rabbi Meir, Mezid Kiddush, Shogeg, lo Kiddush. If you gave her something worth of Hektish, deliberately to Mikudesh, it would work, but Shogeg by mistake, it wouldn't work. Rabbi Yehuda says it's actually the other way around. Shogeg, Kiddush, Mezid, lo Kiddush. Okay, so the Gemara is going to try and understand the Hektish part, really, even though we just said Maaser Sheni. Rabbi Al says, Lo alat al dato la avar al divrei Torah. So just to make it clear what we're talking about, as the Korban Eder says, Hadam Rabbi Meir, that word Rabbi Meir says, when it comes to Hekdesh, Beshogeg, Lokidesh, he gave us something belongs to the base of Mikdash. Wasn't aware. And we say, and he said, Your Mekdesh is, Harat Mekdesh is with some this item. And we said in that situation, Zomokadesh, Hainu time, what the reason is, Sholo ala al dat la avar al divrei Torah, let's say Hekdesh lechulin. Because if you take something that's Hekdesh, and you give it over to somebody else, you're over on this mila and becomes chulin. And ve'im kiddushin harei nichalel. Shuzu etzat to okot amrechut l'rekubo advan anu'la. In other words, if it was a shogig, the reason why it wouldn't work is because he would never have thought to violate the prohibition in order to achieve what he's trying to achieve. So that's why enema kudeshet. Okay? That's fine. Now, Amar Rabbi Elazar, achat lo alta al da'ato, v'achat lo alta al da'ata. So what's this mean? That's a good change. And as with Hekdesh and Maaser Sheni, the reasons are different. Meaning by Hekdesh, lo ata al da'ato, but by Maaser Sheni, it's, which everyone agrees, but Shogeg doesn't work. Lo ata al da'ata, why? Because it's a mekach ta'od. I mean, she thinks she's getting something she can eat now, but she can't eat it if it's Maaser Sheni. Now she has to take it to Yerushalayim. Okay, fine. However, Amar Rabbi Yonah, Hekdesh, no. The reason why Hekdesh doesn't work is lo ata al da'ato, sorry, next one. Amrav Avim Hekdesh lo alta al da'ato velo alta al da'ata. When it comes to Hekdesh, neither of them really wanted to do it was Bishogig. Maaser Sheni ala al da'ato velo alta al da'ata. Meaning, when it comes to Maaser Sheni, you're right. That it's her issue of the tirch of carrying it. Okay. However, when it comes to Hekdesh, neither of them would have wanted to do Hekdesh because it's through both of them that they're going to be affected over on the Issur Me'ilah through the two of them. So not only it wasn't in his interest, she didn't want to be party to this Issur, if you like, of Me'ilah. They're both involved in being taking misappropriating something as Hekdesh. Okay, now Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi says, Hekdesh, mazid, yotzeh lechulin, below pideyon. Now, this is interesting, meaning if you take Mam Hekdesh and use it for mazid, then it's mitchalel b'yotzeh lechulin, as we know. The Gemara says, one second. The Hatani, one second. No. So when I said it goes to Chulin, we've been saying now it's only if it's Shogeg. Now we're saying even if it's done by Mazid. Okay. The Hatani Bishkaga Prat Lemazid. The Torah says if you use something for Hekdesh, Nefesh Kitimo Mal, the Chata Bishkaga Bekotche Hashem. Seems to imply that only Bishogeg maybe it would. This din applies. So Gemara says, no, Hadadat Amar Lechomesh Velekorban, no, it's in other words, if you do it by Mazid, it would still yotzeh lechulin. It would come out of the Rishut of Hekdesh, but with a miut in the pasuk, this is to teach that the certain punishments associated with someone if to pay back Karen v'chomesh, for example, that's pay back Hekdesh, the principal plus an extra the chomesh. So the extra chomesh, and also the korban me'ilot that someone has, the korban hashem me'ilot that has to bring, that's only in shogeg and not b'mezid. Okay. Now this again, this is a common theme that why is it b'shogeg seems to be more strict in terms of punishment. The thing is, because that's a means of kapara. I mean, do something amazing. Sometimes we say it's so bad what you did. We're not giving you that avenue of kapara. Okay, that's why amazing would be different. Now the Gemara says, Rav Chama bar Ukva b'shem Rav Yossi ben Chanina. Take out the word mi'ut. Shlamim yotzim lechulin below pideyon. That's interesting. So he says, Hachi pirusho. That's because he's working with Reb Meir here. The Reb Meir the kochin kalim mitchalin b'mezin, and according to Reb Meir that says that when it comes to kodesh kalim, if you do it b'mezid, it's mitchalel. Kal v'chomer kodesh kodesh mitchalelim. Because why so? Because kodesh, let's go, kodesh kodesh mitchalelim, the kodesh kalim the kol sheken. Okay. V'yotzin lechulim b'lo pideya. So in other words, this is very interesting. Normally, when it comes to korban, you think it's only developed from home. You have to redeem it. That's when it goes to chulin. But if you misappropriate, if you use like over the isur me'ilah, you can. It would go out of Hekdesh without the Pideon. So, like Gemara says, what are you talking about? V'hatani mikodshei, meaning lo kol kodshei. So the pasuk is dichtiv v'kata'ah bishkag mikodshei Hashem v'tashim mikodshei v'lekodshei, and that would seem to exclude kodshei kalim. So hadatani, no. Hadatamar is actually only for the chomesh and korban. Once again, let's set the fact that it goes out from being kodesh to chulin motzi. Okay, now this. Next part, well, let's start. They'll start a little bit, but if you remember, I'm going to share the sheet now because we just saw this in back in Masechta Shkalim, and there, according to the we Reb Chaim reorganized the whole sugya according to the Gra, and we're going to do pretty much the same thing now. Okay, what you have in front of us is the sheet I took straight pretty much straight from our shiur on Shkalim, and the girsa there is pretty close to what we have in ours in terms of the same order. However, if you remember, I color coded at the time to show how all the different lines are sort of like, if you like, reordered and put out of place. Okay, so what we're going to do is go. We're going to go. Sorry, go according to that Mahalacha Sugya and with the what Reb Chaim then at the time. So let's go through it now. So it's a Tamantaninan. So we've got a little bit before we get to that part. I said Tamantaninan. This is back in Masechta Shkalim. That's why I'm quoting Shkalim. That's why I brought the reading from Shkalim. Be'emashin. So if you find an animal, a random animal in close to Yerushalayim, ruach from that, if you like, radius from Yerushalayim to Midyal in all directions, then what happens? Rabbi Hoshaya Rabbah says, now the Mishnah there says importantly, this charim if it's a male animal, you treat it as an olah, and nekeva you treat it as a shlamim. Okay, because we're concerned maybe this animal escaped from Yerushalayim and it's a korban. Okay, now the Gemara says now it's from here on. We're going to reorganize things. Okay? So the Gemara says, but one second. Ve'ein ha-shlamim ba'im min ha-scharim ha-kavod, the left-hand side. So how can you make an assumption that all scharim are olot and shlamim and all the nekavod are shlamim? But a shlamim could be either a male or female animal. So how can you make the assumption? So Rabbi Hoshaya Rabbah Amar, that's lavo. So, yeah. Lavo, I know I rubber that, but lavo bidmehem shano. That it's we're talking about when you're bringing this its value. So weight, presumably, to, not weight, but we'll say you use its value. So Ketzad Oseh, what would he do? Motzia lechulin v'chozer v'oseh atan alot. So you force it out of being kodesh to be, if you like, chulin. How do you do so? That's basically what we've been saying now. You use it for a regular purpose. And that's how you can take it out of being kodesh and being, and then use the demehem, if you like, and you can use it motzi lechulin v'chozer, and then you use it as being to be an olah itself. Okay, Amri Yossi Rebbe Yaakov Bar Acha says ein zem meizid. But 1 second, you're telling someone to do a probe like to misappropriate effectively be over in this mila deliberately. So Amalei no mekevan shehu tane tnai beitin ein zem meizid. So the first understanding is simply because beitin, this is what you meant to do. You can do it. Okay. So Gemara says, but 1 second, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, really? So Amar lo, you tell somebody over in the Islam, Ila tsel ma'ol b'kodshim. So no, Ella, what? Hilchu behem achar rov, imrov scharim olot, imrov menekevot, zivchei shlamim. So there, once again, rather you simply go by rov. That's interesting. Then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Zura, kamada tamar taman, t'nai beitin hu. Yes, Amar Bzirma says Kamadat Amar Taman Snai Beitin Hu Alamotorot Shikruvu Olot Kaat Amahaf Afhacha Snai Beitin Alavodot Shikruvu, if you like, Olot. Now, what's this referring to? This is referring to the monies that were found close to the two chests. Now, we said the money was found between the Chatat and the Ola. We said if it's close to Ola, fine, it's Ola. If it's close to the Chatat, it's a Chatat. However, if it's between the two, then you make a decision, if you like, then we use it as Ola money. But the Gemara asks, but 1 second, if that money is Chatat money, how can you necessarily do that? And the Gemara says, no, it was a Tnai Beitin Alam, that what? That that money would be offered as Olot. And so to here, it's a Tnai Beitin that Allah Vodot Shikruvo Olot. That it's almost like a built-in as a Tnai Beitin that this Scharim would be offered as Olot. Presumably, I'm not sure how it would work in terms of that. It's like when you makdish the animal, al tnai beitin, presumably, that if it was lost, it has a kedusha of, if you like, an ola, rather than, if you like, a shlamim. Okay, that's the flow of the sugya that we kind of learned in shkalim. We do a bit more detail. We did that, I think, a bit more detail, but that's the malacha sugya. Okay, all reorganized. I said it. All right, kol tov, have a good day.
Good Shabbos.
Shabbos.
Thank you.